So I'll tell you where I walk, where I really want to walk. I'll tell you where I walk, where I'm really going to walk. I'll tell you where I walk, where I'm really going to walk. Where you're going to walk, I'll tell you where I walk. I wanna Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk.
Wow, that singer sounded a lot like somebody I know, but I can't quite put my finger on it, Dan. Can you?
Sounded incredible.
Sounded great.
Songbird of this generation, perhaps.
Kennedy's Wicked Long Mark Walk tomorrow, starting at 5:30 a.m. We'll start in Wellesley and finish up in Brookline. And if you want to make a donation, text us here in the studio. We'll send you back a link to donate to Hey Sam. There are some people here that want to maybe give you a little help, some tips that drive that route. So that's Washington Street, starting in Wellesley. It's 11.1 miles to the finish line. Linda, what did you want to say to Kennedy?
I just wanted to say thank you, and I'm so proud of her for doing this. I support you guys in most of the things you guys do, and this is just such an important cause that I just wanted to say thank you, and you got this. You are going to get the 20,000.
Thank you so much. It means so much to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. It's such an important thing.
I agree.
Somebody texted in and suggested baby powder on your feet, Kennedy.
Okay.
To stop you from getting blisters.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a thing or not, but it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, we talked a lot because it might rain. So, the forecast has kind of changed a bit. So we were talking yesterday about what we're going to pack, like extra socks, extra pair of shoes in case it gets rainy, raincoat, sunscreen. Oh. I've got a whole bag.
What's the terrain like? Is it like hilly?
It's pretty flat.
Okay, that's
good. It's pretty flat, I think.
I think if it's going to rain, you probably won't need the sunscreen.
You always need sunscreen. Huh? You should wear it every day of your life.
Kim
has
a question for you.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Well, I figured if you were starting in Wellesley and you probably get to Newton around mid-morning or so, and I was wondering what your morning drink of choice was, because I feel like you might need a pick-me-up by then, and I'd be happy to bring it to you.
Oh, I'm really not a coffee girl. I'm a Gatorade Zero girl, so.
Okay.
We have a cooler pack in the van, but
cool.
I would love it if you waved and said hello, stop by for a hug. That'd be amazing.
Do you go green Gatorade, yellow Gatorade, purple, red?
Okay. I like it all.
Oh, okay.
Orange is where I go first, but then blue. Huh. Blue is good too.
Okay. I love that no one calls them by the flavors; it's just the color.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I don't even know what the flavors are. I don't know what that blue flavor is at all.
No, it just tastes like
something
blue.
Ice.
Delicious blue.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Not that we're off track here. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you for supporting her along the route. That's going to be super important.
Yes. Thank you. The Washington Street part of Newton can get a little dicey because it goes over the highway a couple times.
Yes, I know.
Just be careful.
Yeah, I've gotten off track a couple of times already, but we'll figure it out together.
You're not going to be running across a highway like Frogger, are you?
No, it goes like over, but it's just confusing.
Thank you, Kim.
But yes.
So is that along like where Newton Center is? Is that what you're talking about, where it crosses over the pike or something? Is that what you're going to have to do?
Sort of, yeah. Like part of it is right along the pike, and, mm-hmm. and sort of, some of it is, yeah, there's a couple of intersections that are a little
squirrely. There's a grocery store right over the pike there if you want to stop and get a treat there. Or, there a hotel on there, too?
It's a hotel.
Just take a little break or something?
No.
Yeah, good? Okay. Again, if you want to donate to Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk, it is happening tomorrow. Let's get the most recent up-to-date numbers. We are at 11,641. 11,641. And Kennedy has moved the goalpost again. She thinks that we can get to 20,000 by the end of the walk tomorrow.
I have faith, and and my glass is always half full, and the clouds have silver linings, and I believe this can happen.
That money is going to help so many young people get through some of the hardest things in their life.
Yeah, and just in case people don't know what Hey Sam is about, can you explain it and how you got involved, Kennedy?
Yeah, so Hey Sam is an organization that was created by, run by, for young people, folks under the age of 24. I work with Samaritans. I sit on their board. They're a suicide prevention organization. Also, really, mental health, too. And during the pandemic, the young folks that work with us said, we need something different. We need something different than, the crisis line that Samaritans runs is a wonderful and amazing thing, but they needed something different. They needed someone to talk to who speaks their language, who lives where they live, who understands the things that they're going through that we simply can't because we're older and we don't get it. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to speak to a peer, someone who's had that training, and that training costs money, someone who can sit on a phone line, phone lines cost money, someone who can be there to talk to someone about anything, mental health, relationships, LGBTQ plus issues, bullying, relationships with your parents, whatever it is you're going through. I mean, it is a tough time. I mean, middle school, I wouldn't do again on a bet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tough time for kids, and they need someone to talk to, and their parents aren't always someone they can talk to, and their teachers aren't always someone they can talk to. But at Hey Sam, there's always someone they can talk to.
Yeah, Hey Sam shared some of this information, and some of it is just startling. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for 10 to 14-year-olds.
Yep.
And a leading cause of death for 15 to 24-year-olds. And it's just, that is a shocking number.
Mm-hmm.
That is a shocking number. And so depending on how much money you give to Kennedy's Walk for Hey Sam, they do a bunch of different things. They can cover an hour of mental health support for just $25, you know, because they have to train these young people to do this. They're hoping to expand the program a little bit.
Yeah, they want to be able to be open more hours,
right,
to be available more hours.
Right. So all this money that you're going to be donating, it's a wonderful 501c3 organization. When you make a donation, or even before you make the donation, Kennedy has included a link there where you can go and check out the Hey Sam program, mm-hmm, to see everything that they're about before you make the donation.
Yeah.
We want to make sure you're informed,
mm-hmm,
before you go giving,
yeah,
money all willy-nilly and not knowing why. If you want the link to make that donation, again, 617-931-1234. Just text us here in the studio. We will send it back to you right now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.